The following was recorded during the Newcomers Workshop in Sacramento on December 11, 2021. This recording is the second of three sections.
Hi. Good morning and happy Saturday. I'm Amy. I'm definitely a compulsive overeater. I have actually 7 months of abstinence today. So I feel still like I'm a newcomer. But this time around, you guys have just given me so much hope, and I'm glad that I can be able to share on step one. So my experience with step one, I broke it down into two parts, right? The first part is I am powerless over food. To me, I had to finally admit that I have spent the better part of my life trying to control my eating and my body size, and yet I am at my highest weight. To me, that shows me I do not have control over those things. And I'm not at a healthy weight. I am overweight. And so I need help. I need help to control those things and to be at a healthy weight. That's the powerless part. And there's, you know, a lot more I could go into, but that's the, in my mind, the basics. The unmanageability part, which says my life is unmanageable, has a lot more elements to it. It's, that to me was the mental obsession with food and with my eating and constantly trying something new and having it not work. And then the next day, you know, trying something different and still having it not work or not being able to stick to my diet for that day. And just how much energy I spent on trying to control it and then being left with nothing else to give to my family or my job, because it's exhausting trying to control something that you really can't. It's exhausting to live in like that addiction space. One other example I think of when I think of the unmanageability is like, I know deep down, I don't want to be overeating. I don't want to binge. And yet I find myself getting in the car, turning on the car, driving to the grocery store, buying the things I know I don't want to eat. And it's like, I'm looking down at myself, you know, watching me do this. And yet it's me like putting that food in my mouth. That's unmanageable. Like then comes all of the, you know, emotional side of things. Like then comes the shame and the guilt associated with overeating. And so for me, like, I'm so glad that I've come to OA and that I have this program, because like Mary said, this step one is just the beginning. And there's so much hope that I can do something about this now. Like, I don't have to expend all the energy for it not to work anymore. Like, I do have to expend some energy and do the work and take the actions, but it actually is a solution. And I'm down about like 21 pounds. So I'm heading in the right direction. I timed myself. Anyway, so I just thought that's been my experience with step one. If you're new, just keep coming back, keep listening for your story, find people that have, you know, more time and have experience and can help guide you through the process, and it will work out. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Amy. Happy anniversary of your abstinence today. That is awesome. Our next speaker sharing on the tool of anonymity is Michael.
Hi, I'm Michael, and I am a compulsive overeater. And I'm excited to be here and to be of service for this meeting, because for me, that's a huge part of the tools. And when I first came to the program, I was learning of the tools and how I should start implementing some or all of them. And when I got to anonymity, I was very confused. I'm thinking, how is this such a, you know, a tool that should even be one of the nine? You know, anonymity to me is just, you know, you don't want to break anybody's anonymity. You don't want to talk about other people. And I started researching it more and more. And for me, it was something that I could relate to as far as humility goes, you know, that it isn't all about me. It's about other people. And it isn't about what they're doing or what they look like. It's about practicing humility and the fact that I can accept everyone for who they are. And for me, that was huge. It was like, okay, I'm going to work on my ego as far as anonymity goes, because I'm not that important. I'm just one very little bit of the whole. And if I can see myself and think of myself as just like part of the whole, then I'm no special or better or worse than anybody else. And that helps me with my program, because to me, that ties into humility. And I think humility is huge for this program because it ties into all the steps and all the traditions. And so for when I look at my tool of recovery for anonymity, I just think of, you know, ego deflation and not judging other people. And for me, humility is a huge part of that. And if I can have that and give that to people, then I think that that helps me with my recovery, because then I'm not any better or any less than anybody else. And for me, that's a huge thing, because body image is a huge thing for me. And if I can accept and love other people and tolerate what's going on out there, then maybe I can start to have that for myself. And that's a huge thing for me in recovery, is to be able to accept myself and not judge myself so harshly for how I'm doing this program. And I think it's really ironic that the topic of, you know, anonymity for me was like a God shot, because I didn't realize I had a logo on my screen, and somebody had to gently remind me like, hey, you got this logo on there. And I'm looking at it going, where the hell did that come from? And it's kind of like a God shot. It's like, yeah, this whole topic is anonymity, not that other program, but this program. And then this morning's meeting I went to was the same thing, Tradition 6, which is like one singleness of purpose, which is OA. You know, we're not going to think about and talk about anything other than our eating disorder or our compulsion to overeat. And so for me, it's just like I'm getting all these nudges throughout the day. And for me, I love that, because when God's working in my program, in my life, then I can actually have a better success rate at what I'm doing in this program. And it's not about me. It's about turning it over, about inviting that higher power into my eating and saying, God, I need help. I can't do this of my own. And when I get those constant reminders, like it's not about me, it's about something else, then I can get right-sized enough to stay in this program. And so, yeah, anonymity to me didn't make sense when I first got here, because it's like, how is this such a powerful tool? But now it's the most important tool for me, because when I'm putting out into the world love and tolerance, then I know that I'm getting that back. But if I'm putting out into the world judgment and discontentment, then I get that back as well. So I want as much chance of success in this program as I can get. And so I know to get that, I got to give it. So for me, I'm grateful to be speaking on this topic, and thanks for listening.
Thank you so much, Michael. Our next speaker is Nancy, who is going to speak on the tool of telephone.
Hi, everybody. I'm Nancy. I'm a compulsive overeater. Glad you're here today. My abstinent date is January 4th, 2016. And I'm very grateful to have this program and have the tool of phone. It's probably one of the most important to me. I had a holiday potluck, and you know what that is. That's like, you know, setting 2 12-packs on the porch of an alcoholic. And I had to create an action plan just because it can be a disaster if I don't do that. And I texted it to 3 people, my sponsor and 2 others. And one of the items of the action plan was call you when I'm done, or text you when I'm done. And I did that, and I felt really good and organized about, you know, how I was going to deal with, you know, a bunch of drugs of my choice set in front of me. I text members of Overeaters Anonymous all the time. Sometimes if I feel like I want to eat after dinner, I will text somebody. This was a suggestion from my first sponsor, who I would just text somebody and say, dinner is done. And then I've got a commitment there. And they'll text back. Yeah, me too. I also text my food in, but I didn't do that at the beginning because I was, you know, this is a disease of isolation. So reaching out on with the phone or telling somebody what I ate, that's like, oh my God, no. But after gaining a bunch of weight my first 9 months, because I was kind of overeating still, I just wasn't eating sugar and stuff. But anyway, I started texting in my food, and that keeps me honest. And what's really cool about that is my food sponsor does not make one comment unless I ask. And so that retains everybody's anonymity. That retains my dignity. And I think that when I'm going through a hard time, what's really cool is that the meetings that I'm in, I will say, hey, I could use texts and calls. And I mean, by the next day, I've gotten, you know, 5 to 10 texts and calls. And that's I feel so loved in a world where, you know, a lot of overeaters don't feel very loved. Also, I'm very, very grateful for the idea of being able to log into a Zoom meeting when I'm commuting home. I have a very long commute on the way home, and a lot of meetings start at 5:30. So I'm able to get on Zoom on my phone and attend a meeting and just, you know, feel the recovery. And I'm really happy about that too. So the phone is huge in my recovery and huge in my abstinence. And I'm so grateful. And thanks everybody for coming today. And if you're new, you know, text me. Thanks for letting me share.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Our final speaker for this section is Scarlett, and she will be sharing with us about the tool of writing.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Scarlett. I'm a very grateful compulsive overeater. You know, the tool of writing, I've had a love-hate relationship with it most of the time in program. And this past year, I have dedicated myself to doing weekly writing assignments given to me by my sponsor. And, you know, it has been a revelation. And the tool of writing does for me is it helps me have clarity. It helps me have, when I write, I use a pen and a paper. I don't use a computer because I learned early in my recovery that feelings are kind of, they come through the act of writing something out. And that's a challenge for me to get to my true feelings, to get to my truth in whatever that is. And so when I write, it helps me get there if I'm using a pen and a paper. And what I have found is that when I, first of all, I procrastinate, and I know why. That's not true. I do know why. And the reason I procrastinate is that I am afraid I'm not going to do it right. I'm not going to be insightful enough. I'm not going to be the best sponsee in the world because I didn't get it, whatever the judgments are. And what I have learned, I learned that this week about myself, or this year about myself. And so what I do now before I write is I do a little, you know, couple of minutes of meditation. And that meditation is around asking God for the willingness, asking God for the insight, you know, to come in and help me see what I need to see. Take away my blinders, take away my all of my anxiety about whatever I'm writing about, and just let me be honest and not worry about, oh, I got to read this to my sponsor and what is she going to think or whatever. It's like, that's none of my business. My business is to be honest. My business is to be as clear as I can and to just tell the truth when I write. And I got to tell you, it's a challenge. There are times when I catch myself, it's like, well, that's not true. Cross it out and write the truth. And I find that when I do that, first of all, it gives me such relief to go through the process of writing. When I do the writing and I read it to my sponsor, it really helps me let go. I've had some major, like everybody else, you know, I've had some major challenges this past year and resentments that I didn't even know I had. Or didn't call them that. Let's put it that way. I knew I had it. I just didn't call it that. And boy, the writing got me so clear. And I was able to let go of some really, really emotionally challenging things because I did the work. So if you're afraid of writing or you know, don't want to do the steps in a writing form, I really encourage you to give yourself that gift because it makes a true difference in my life. Thanks for listening.
So thank you so much.